This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Residents of Colorado Springs are mourning the deaths of five people killed in a shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub this weekend. CPR's Paolo Shalceda attended a vigil last night.
The service hosted by Pikes Peak Metropolitan Community Church was one of many across the city as the community sought out spaces to publicly grieve. Pastor Alicia Erickson, a lesbian woman, said these spaces are important for the queer people who have been told by their religious leaders they're not welcome.
Far too often, that is the narrative, that is the rhetoric that is perpetrated against people in the LGBTQ community. And it is the root of the violence that we saw last night at Club Q against members of our LGBTQ community.
In addition to the five dead, 25 people were injured in the shooting. Police arrested the suspected shooter, but have not yet determined a motive. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Expect heavy traffic this Thanksgiving holiday week. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has these travel tips.
Leave early. That is the top travel advice from AAA Colorado. It expects afternoon traffic to be heavier than usual starting today. By Wednesday, roads could be jammed up by 11 a.m., Thanksgiving morning should be pretty light, though. AAA predicts nearly a million Coloradans will travel more than 50 miles this Thanksgiving, most by car. That's nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Families with four-year-olds may be eligible for 15 hours of free preschool next year under rules recommended by a state advisory committee. The boost to 15 hours from 10 is expected to help more working families. The state's Don Odin says families already in preschools will not lose their slots when enrollment opens in January.
Continuity of care and siblings should be weighted in the application process and will be.
Children from lower-income families or those with disabilities may be eligible for up to 30 hours a week. Public comment on the eligibility rules takes place today. This is CPR News.